Hello and welcome to Best New Girl Podcast. This is Cage, and once again, we are recording an episode. I'm going to do this on the weekends, but I want to make sure that this format is working for everyone. Right now, I want to give a thank you to Storytime with John for giving me the like yesterday. If you like this show, please like it, and share it, and comment. Alright, it's what will keep me doing this every weekend from now on. I want to make sure that it's worth it and I'm communicating in the most effective way. So, tonight's segments are as follows. We have Surge, Bisexuality, Weed and Ebola, Professional Cuddling, and more. Now, the first up is an article about weed potentially fighting Ebola. Now that Ebola is in the news, a lot of people want to know how to combat it, and rightfully so. This seems to most people to be scary, although it's not as scary as people want to make it. You are not going to die tomorrow because you once saw Ebola on television. Hyperbole aside, though, one article is suggesting that it might be a possibility that weed could prevent marijuana. But no, the title was absolute bullshit, as the article has nothing to do with weed preventing Ebola. Ebola kind of acts as a combination of cancer and AIDS. It hits the immune system like AIDS and it replicates like cancer. It's an RNA type of disease slash virus slash whatever, and its endgame is nasty. Really, really nasty. Marijuana, though, which is used in HIV and AIDS and cancer treatments, could be used to mitigate, that key word there, mitigate the damage caused by Ebola, not prevent it. Now, the logic seems sound, since marijuana is used as a possible treatment for AIDS, HIV, and cancer. But, as I said, that title was bullshit. It's not saying that it will prevent it at all. How they got that from it could mitigate the damage caused by Ebola is completely boggling my mind. Although I guess it could be plausible that marijuana could prevent it, that has yet to be determined. So in other words, kids, I wouldn't burn for your kilo just yet. Next up for me is an article on cuddling. Yes, there's such a thing as professional cuddling. Oh, cuddling. The thing few men want to admit to doing, but is loved by our girlfriends everywhere. I'm not going to denigrate the patrons of such a service. They have needs, and it's understandable that if they can get it anywhere, they will. It is basic supply and demand. Why not, though, just go out and find someone that you can have real intimacy with? Sure, you have a person in the room, but this is still like intimacy masturbation. I understand that some people need human connection, but is that worth paying a premium for? Still probably cheaper than a shrink. So I guess it has that going for it. But if you want to experience the warmth of a professional cuddler, then check the transcript, as the link is there. Next is my favorite beverage, and it's back to destroy my insides once more, as it did during my teens. Yes, kids, that delectable treat that is known as Surge. Apparently, supplies are limited on Amazon, but I got lucky enough to get a few cans, and I'm glad I did. This stuff is still phenomenal, and tastes like it did back in the day. It is so cool! The bigger can size helped too, since I got fat hands, so I need the larger container. Yay, obesity! Don't worry, though, 56 grams of sugar cannot be wrong, and I'm very glad I have this. Cute story about this stuff. I loved this stuff so much when I was a teenager that I wouldn't even share with it with my girlfriend at the time. I'm not kidding. I drink about 95% of it and give the remaining sips to her. And now you know why I'm single. For the obvious reasons. But hey, at least I do not have to share my Surge. So I shall imbibe the mystical ambrosia until my heart is arrhythmic. Ebola be damned. Surge will protect my insides. Well, from Ebola, anyways. So from Surge to bisexuals, yes, yes, You heard that right. From Surge to bisexuals, kids. Whatever show gives you such amazing segments back to back? Seriously. Most men love bisexuals. Well, in porn anyways. But I'm pretty sure even the lesbians in porn are bi to us. Or at least in our mind's eye, they are. But these men and women really are the sexually... Are these men and women really the sexually precocious, non-monogamous, thespians of the extremely hedonistic lifestyles based on an overindulgence in their carnality as many think? The short answer is no. No, because that would be fucking fallacious. Do a larger portion see monogamy as a sacrifice, though? Yes, in fact, they do. Although not a lot of studies have been done on such a topic, this one seems to conclude with a human bias being preserved for future generations to project upon a whole. Still interesting, though, nonetheless. Keeping to the sex theme, here's 13 reasons you should get laid type of story. Now, these are not my 13 reasons. It is my reaction to these 13 reasons. 1. Sex burns calories. True, but not enough to matter. In other words, fat people aren't going to lose weight. I should know, my fat ass had to actually exercise to lose it. If I could have did it just fucking, I would have. 2. Sex helps you sleep. Maybe, if it sucked, I guess. I can't say I've ever fallen asleep easier after having sex. In fact, I was up all night. Sex lowers your blood pressure and stress levels. This one might be true for some, but you can do this without sex. Seriously, I have issues with my blood pressure and found them returning back to levels that were practically normal for me prior to. And it was just from spending time with my best friend and sex wasn't even involved. Seriously, friends, they have benefits too and it's not sexual. 4. Sex could prevent heart problems. Okay, this one seems plausible, and many studies have shown physical benefits in sex on health. But it doesn't make up for poor nutrition and diet, though. Seriously. Seriously, that will always be first and foremost. Better diet and nutrition. Sex may prevent cancer. Well, if you're a man, anyways. That's right, ladies. It helps. It benefits our prostate cancer, where it gives some of you cervical cancer. I guess nature wanted to fuck you, figuratively. So, thanks nature, because fuck yeah, male privilege, woo! Sex boosts immunity. I've seen many things purporting this to be true, but it definitely doesn't benefit the whole. Come on, seriously. Alright? 7. Sex relieves pain. This one is due to the release of endorphins that give you a natural painkiller. Depending on the amount of pain, it could be true. I'd stick to just getting myself to a hospital, though, for major pain, like gunshot wounds and ex-girlfriends and boyfriends. 8. Sex extending your life. By how much? I don't think getting laid will help you live longer, but it will definitely pass the time a lot more quickly and probably enjoyably. Sex strengthens relationships is 9. Who'd have thought that sex in anything but an asexual relationship could help it? This is pure genius! Genius! There's a reason why my ex-girlfriend is an ex, because we never had sex. It was the most insipid 2 weeks of my life. 10 is key is sex is key to happiness. Not true, not true, bullshit. It might bring more pleasure, but it won't bring you happiness, and this is a fact. Happiness is subjective. 11. Sex makes you smarter. Bullshit, bullshit. Seriously, like it claims that the same chemicals are given off during sex that help to strengthen memory. It might be so, but some studies have shown the same for smoking. Guess what? I don't recommend it. 12 is sex makes you look younger, and I thought that was just my 18-year-old girlfriend making me look younger, but I guess it's the sex. This one might be true in part, but a lot of other things will make you look younger too, like a mohawk, but I don't recommend that one. In other words, kids, John Cena said it best when he rapped this in the song, "The song has a vibe to chill to, relax for a minute, man, and not gonna kill you." 13, sex makes you want more sex. Holy shit, bad news for sex addicts, but great news for the rest of us. This just in, pleasure makes you want more pleasure. Story at 11. Okay, well this concludes another episode of Best in Your Girl Podcast. Please like, share, comment, find me on Facebook or Twitter if you can, and perhaps you can enjoy the A-Team at Best in Your Girl is the handle. Until next time, the world is just... Ah, fuck it, we don't need to end it. Let's just go. Night.